Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a time of prayer. Gracious and holy God, as we enter into this space tonight, we pray, Lord, that we might sense your presence that's already here. Might our hearts be open to you. Might our ears hear your word. Might we be guided and directed along your paths. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of the God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of the God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel. And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli, and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay again. The Lord again called Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord then called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer or anointing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or at the end of worship. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." God calls us all. God knows our names, and God calls our names. God calls us by name in all times of our lives, in all places of our lives, in ways big and small. God is calling us, each and every one of us. Nobody is left out from God's call. God's action of calling in our lives remains constant. However, the ways God calls may change. God uses many methods to get us to pay attention. What are some of the ways God calls us? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. God calls us in some moments by voice. This happened to Samuel in our scripture. Samuel, who is still a boy at this point, has spent his entire life serving in the temple under Eli after his mother Hannah responded to her own call from God to dedicate him to service to the Lord. Yet despite spending his whole life in the temple, we're told that the word of the Lord was rare in that day, and so Samuel had not yet heard the voice of God. Then one night Samuel hears his name, "Samuel, Samuel." But he doesn't realize the voice calling him is actually God. He runs to the priest Eli to see what Eli wants. Eli says, "Well, I didn't call you," and that Samuel should go back to bed. This happens two more times until Eli realizes that the voice that Samuel is hearing is indeed the voice of God. And he gives Samuel instruction to respond, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Samuel does so and is called by God to become a prophet. Samuel is called by the voice of God. He heard the voice of the Lord calling his name, and with an assist from Eli, answered and then heard the plan that God had for him. God called by voice. Sometimes it's an audible voice. Sometimes it's a voice we hear in our hearts. And sometimes it's through the voice of another person. In a single word, in our name, in a few words, in a moment, God calls. Are we listening? God calls us all. God knows our names, and God calls our names. God calls us by name in all times of our lives, in all places in our lives. In ways big and small, God is calling us all, each and every one of us. Nobody is left out from God's call. God's action of calling in our lives remains constant. However, the ways God calls us may change. God uses many methods to get us to pay attention. What are some of the ways that God calls us? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. God calls us slowly over time. I can't hear this scripture about Samuel without thinking about working at Camp Wanakee, one of our Methodist camps. Twice while I have been working or volunteering at Wanakee over a summer, the theme has been, listen, God is calling, based off of this scripture and specifically the verse, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I've been a big fan of this theme because obviously I believe God's call is important, but also because I like to say, listen, God is calling every time the phone rings. After the most recent time they did this Bible study at Camp Wanakee, at the end of the summer, three of the five full-time staff members left for new positions at different camps. I was talking to Julie, the camp director, about this turnover after it happened, and she told me, I guess I should have realized that if we were going to spend the whole year leading up to summer talking about God's call in our weekly staff meetings, and then spend every day for an entire summer teaching campers and staff about it, that God might in fact call some of these people to new things. In other words, don't do, listen, God is calling, if you aren't prepared for God to actually go and call some people. These staff members were called over time by God. It wasn't a single moment, but it was over a year as they kept coming back to this idea of God's call, as they kept studying and listening for themselves, that they realized that God had offered these new opportunities to them. God calls over time. Sometimes it takes months or years for God's call to become clear, for everything to come together. God calls over time. Are we listening? God calls us all. God knows our names, and God calls our names. God calls us by name in all times in our lives, in all places in our lives, in ways big and small, God calls us, each and every one of us. Nobody is left out from God's call. God's action of calling in our lives remains constant. However, the ways God calls us may change. God uses many methods to get us to pay attention. What are some of the ways that God calls us? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. God calls us through the scripture. Despite being one of the most well-known preachers of our time, Billy Graham was not always confident of the call that God had placed in his life. By 1949, Billy Graham was already well known, but he doubted his call. He had just had a flop of a revival in Pennsylvania. He ended up in retreat in California, unsure if he should keep preaching the gospel or just fold his whole movement. He's not even sure the words of scripture hold truth anymore. He's at this retreat, looking through the scripture, and he keeps noticing the same phrase, thus saith the Lord. It's then that Billy Graham begins to truly believe and accept the power of the Word of God to transform lives. Billy Graham was called through the scripture. Through his reading and study of scripture, he has heard what God called him to do. It happened for him through a repeated phrase. God also calls through biblical characters and stories, through verses, through themes in scripture. God calls through scripture. Are we listening? God calls us all. God knows our names, and God calls our names. God calls us by name in all times in our lives, in all places in our lives. In ways big and small, God is calling us, each and every one of us. Nobody is left out from God's call. God's action of calling in our lives remains constant. However, the ways God calls us may change. God uses many methods to get us to pay attention. What are some of the ways God calls us? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. God calls us through our passions. Friedrich Buechner once said, "The place God calls us to is the place where your deep passion and the world's deep hunger meet." Buechner was on the rise as a novelist in the 1950s when he decided to go to seminary and become a pastor. Many of his literary friends were skeptical. One commented, "It would be a shame to lose a good novelist for a mediocre preacher." However, Friedrich Buechner continued his passion for writing. He just started to see it as God's call. Writing is his way to use his passion to share the good news of Jesus that the world desperately needs to hear. Friedrich Buechner was called through his passion. God calls us through our passions too, through the things that we love doing. Those parts of your life that you care about, those parts you couldn't live without. It's possible that God is calling you to use those passions to serve a need. God calls us through passions. Are we listening? God calls us all. God knows our names, and God calls our names. God calls us by names at all time in our lives, in all places in our lives, in ways big and small, God calls us, each and every one of us. Nobody is left out from God's call. God's action of calling in our lives remains constant. However, the ways God calls us may change. God uses many methods to get us to pay attention. But God is calling all of us, all the time.